Good morning. So this morning we are reading from John chapter 14, verse 1 to 31. Now this is the final message in the entire series of How to Measure Your Spirit. The way you need to understand how this all works is there are three aspects to you. You are spiritual, you are the spirit. You have emotional interaction with the spiritual realm that tells you physically what's going on around you. And then you have your physical environment. You have the physical you, your physical body, and how you work. So each part of you has different levels of importance in terms of certain things that need to take place in your growth, development, etc. Right? And we break these up into what do you need to survive, what are your basic needs, and what are your general needs. So within each of the spiritual, emotional, and physical, there are messages that relate to survival, basic needs, and general needs. And we started them in the order that the Lord gave them to me. And He's given me each of these scriptures, and I've then allowed Him to use me to speak through each and every one of them. And I have learned so much that I never knew before listening to what He's been saying. And looking at my own life and saying, okay, well, I've got to fix that. So a lot of these things have been things that the Lord has been talking to all of us. And I've recognized that there's been some of those that I've need to address too. Okay, so to break it down, spiritual survival consists of eternal salvation, prayer, quiet time with God, indwelling of the Holy Spirit, forgiving all others. Your basic spiritual needs are encouragement, prayer partners, group Bible study, problems for spiritual exercise, understanding God's will for you. Then your spiritual general needs are friends, desires, understanding the spiritual world, being in constant dialogue with Jesus, and a ministry. In terms of your emotional layer, your survival requires you to have the ability to cry and laugh, the ability to forgive yourself and to forgive yourself, someone to talk to, someone who loves you, someone to love. Your basic emotional needs are a clear conscience, encouragement, someone who will listen without judging, someone who lovingly shows you your faults, someone who accepts you exactly as you are. Your emotional general needs, a listening ear to which you can unload, peaceful environment to recharge, someone you can help, ability to control your emotions, ability to detect the spiritual atmosphere through your emotions. Then we get onto the physical earth suit layer. And your survival needs are entering the world, because if you're not born, well, you're not here, right? And you'll see there's a parallel between these and your spiritual needs, right? Eternal salvation, well, if you're not born again, you also don't exist spiritually. And you can't make it to heaven if you're not eternally saved, right? Same way as you can't make it into this earth unless you've entered this world. You know, physical earth suit, you know, body, human body. After entering the world physically, it's breathing, sheltering, water, extracting nutrition. Basic needs for physical is clothing, health, exercise, sound mind, working body. Your physical general needs is friends, desires met, knowledge, intelligence, and areas to still grow in. And today we cover the ultimate message, the final one in all of this, which is areas to still grow in. Right, Lord, where do you want to start? Verse 15. Remember, we're reading John chapter 14, 1 to 31. The Lord wants me to start at verse 15. If ye love me, keep my commandments. Now, if you pictured yourself as a child holding your father's hand, and you're about to cross the street, and the father is saying, don't just run. Okay. You need to look left, you need to look right, don't just run. The one child who loves their father, who knows that their father loves them, is going to say, my father loves me. He's giving me a command not to just run. He's telling me I need to look left and right. He's not telling me all the reasons I need to do these things, but he's telling me that I need to do this. And with love, that child will obey. The other child looks at this and says, my dad doesn't love me, or doesn't exist as far as I'm concerned. And him telling me to do this is just him trying to control me, and I don't want to be controlled. I want to do my own thing. And so I don't want to hold his hand, let alone listen to him. I want to run across to the other side. I just want to run. I don't need to listen to him. What does he know anyway? I know what I want. Now, the one that I've just described is the world. The other one that I described, the first one, that is who children of God really are. And they want to obey their father because they know their father loves them. Now notice, the father said exactly the same words at the same time to both those children. The one chose to see it incorrectly because he had the wrong picture of his dad. The other one chose to see it correctly because he had the right picture of his dad. Satan has spent all this time trying to make sure that everybody has the wrong picture of God, because then they will not see this statement correctly. They will see it as control, a book of do's and don'ts, and I don't want that. They will not see, God can see more than me, understands what's going on around me, can see all the spirits that are taking place and everything, that, and he's telling me how to walk safely. He's telling me how to walk and where to walk and what to do that's going to keep me safe, because he loves me. The entire series on how to measure your spirit is all about this one message. God loves you. Jesus loves you. Holy Spirit loves you. Right. So now we're going to start reading through this. This is now Jesus speaking, right? Who is Jesus? He's the Word of God, made flesh. He is the one that spoke the words, let there be light. and then light was. God thought it, Jesus spoke it, in speaking it, it became. Right? So, he was made in flesh because he had to come and pay. He's the only perfect blood that could be spilt to remove what Satan had done with Adam and Eve. Was God's own blood. And so he sent Jesus in Jesus' body through a virgin. And bear in mind that he's the one that put the seed there. So who is the Father? Well, it's the Holy Spirit is the Father. If the Holy Spirit is the Father, God is the Father. Therefore, Jesus is the Son of God. The physical earth suit Jesus Christ you saw written about is the Son of God. But it's not just that, because he is God too. And we're going to see how that works now. Jesus speaking. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If not, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you do not have the word of God, you cannot make it back to the Father. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also, and from henceforth ye know him, and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long time? Jesus is now speaking, right? Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? So, Jesus is speaking to Philip here. But actually, it's the words of the Father that is speaking to him. He's just saying, listen carefully to this. Right? Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father. Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? Who's speaking? The Father. The Father is speaking through Jesus. Jesus is the representation on this earth of God. The Father is God. And he's the only one. There is no other. Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou, Show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I in the Father, and the Father in me. Or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father, and whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Son is capital S. He's talking about himself. That will I do. Who's going to do it? Jesus is going to do it. Read that again. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do. Now people have taken this and said, oh no, I've tried that and it doesn't work. Well, of course not. One, you were trying, so you didn't believe. Two, it's not that you're going to do something for yourself. You're going to do it so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Only those things is Jesus going to do. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. You see, your physical earth suit cannot see. And so your physical earth suit will reject everything that cannot be seen. Which is why God gave you a new spirit. Your nine-dimensional spirit is able to override this physical earth suit and bring it into subjection. But you have to control it. You have to control it. And how do you do that? The Holy Spirit is going to be with you and dwell within you. That's how. Verse 18. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Who's going to come to you? Remember who was talking to Philip? God. God is not going to leave you comfortless. God will come to you. How's he going to do that? He's going to send another Comforter. Now, it's really, really interesting. You have two hands. When Jesus ascended back to the Father, where did he sit? His right hand. You see, if the Father and the Son are one, you cannot say that he sat separately at his right hand. If Jesus is the one that does everything, then he is the hand. So Jesus returns as God's right hand. Returns back to God as his right hand. Jesus says, I am a Comforter, and I'm going to pray the Father that he sends you another Comforter. Well, who's he going to send? There's another Comforter. You have also been made in the image of God. You have two hands. You have a doing hand. For most, it's the right hand. And you have another hand in support. The things that you do need a hand to support. You need them both. When he sends another Comforter, he's sending his other hand. The judgment hand is going to be the hand that is Jesus judging. The support hand is the hand of the Holy Spirit, which is everywhere all the time. Now we can't reduce God to looking like us, right? So that doesn't work. Because he's everywhere across the entire universes. Yeah, you know, however many there have ever been, etc. And he is across all time, all dimensions. He's outside of, we can't compare ourselves in that sense, but he's getting a message across to us. The other Comforter that's going to be sent is the one that's not going to judge you. Jesus came, he died, he paid the price. The right hand came and paid the price. Returned to the Father. The left hand came down and is now supporting and helping and encouraging and lifting and growing us, etc. But there will come a time when everything is in the fold, where Jesus, the right hand, will now come to judge. And this is right around the corner. When that left hand, when the Holy Spirit is withdrawn, the judgment is coming. At all times, there will be two witnesses in heaven. Either the Holy Spirit and the Father while Jesus was down here, or Jesus and the Father while the Holy Spirit has been down here. That's how this works. You have to have two in agreement. God Himself has to have two in agreement. Either Jesus, His right hand in Himself, or Holy Spirit in Himself. Right? And He is the Father. Jesus says He can do nothing but what the Father gives Him. Neither can your hand do anything but what you tell it to do. Right? Let's carry on. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me. Because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments, and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Judas saith unto him, not Judas Iscariot, right, the one who betrayed him. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us, and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings. And the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being present with you. But the Comforter, the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away, and come unto you. If ye love me, ye would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it come to pass, ye might believe. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh, and hath nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence. I pray that if you have completed this series, you will have learned so much. God will have grown you so much through this series, and now you get to start it again. It's like grade 1 and then grade 2 and grade 3. You're doing the same syllabus in a way, but God is growing you each time. And you will be truly blessed. You will. The more you go through scripture, the better. And one of the things that's been consistent all the way through this entire series is that we have used the Old King James Bible. So if you have not got in your hands something that is actually accurate, the words that I've read and the words that I've quoted, these are accurate. You can trust them. And as you know, I leave out the italics, so man's words that have been drawn in to try and get people to follow along with how he does things, and all the words that he's added are removed. And you've had Holy Spirit operating within you from the beginning of this series all the way through. Jesus loves you so much. And I pray that you'll recognize that from a physical perspective, from an emotional perspective, and even from your earth suit perspective, and that you will take charge of your physical earth suit. You'll understand what your emotions are for and how you can respond in a godly way. Well, guys, not sure what Holy Spirit's speaking to you about, but if you are following along with us in the handbook, then make your keywords in the second column and score yourself in the right. Now that you've completed this, have a look at your scores. Obviously, we've now completed this section on areas to still grow in. You need to complete your scoring for this on your score sheet, and then go back and do a full calculation of all of those areas and bring them all together. Obviously, those that you did 2 years ago or so will be slightly more out of date by now, because you will have continued to grow in them. The Lord always grows us in all of these different things, which is why you want to start again and just see, okay, you know what, I'm better there, I'm better there, I'm better there. Oh my goodness. And you can look at your notes. You can look at all the keywords that you wrote down and see where you were 2 or 3 years back and where you are now. And it is such a blessing to see how God works in our lives and how He develops us and how He grows us. You know you are loved so much by the Father when you look back at your life and you see how involved He's been. And if you've been writing those keywords, it's like a journal. It's a journal of that footsteps in the sand, where you see God's footsteps as He has shown you things in your life, and then you look back and you can see the trail of everything that you've been through. It is such an incredible blessing to be able to keep a record of those things that God does in your life. And that's effectively what you've got. That's what you've completed. And so I encourage you, if this is the first time that you are coming to this message, or if you've just been following along towards the end of the physical earth suit part, start it again. Go and start it again. And remember that when you make your keywords, it's nobody else's business. So they are keywords. The other people pick it up, they're not going to understand the conversation that Holy Spirit was having with you. So it's not for other people to see. If you're going to do this via a Bible study or something like that, then understand that some things you're going to write down, but you're not going to tell anybody because they're really personal to you. Your scoring also is of no consequence to anybody else, because every one of us is coming from a different perspective. If you think of a center dot on a page and all the other dots everywhere else is heading in towards the center, none of us is coming at exactly the same direction in towards the center. And it's the same thing with your scoring. The scoring is a conversational piece. If you score yourself down, then you're saying, Holy Spirit, help me. I'm giving you permission to take these keywords and implement them in my life. Help me to change. You see, we can't change our own spirits. We have no idea how to do that. Psychologists try to do it one way. Psychiatrists try to do it another way. But only Holy Spirit is within you that can actually make these changes. And it's beautiful to see what you used to look like and what you now look like. God bless, guys, and have an absolutely beautiful day. And life. And by the way, if I never get to see you this side, I really look forward to catching up at home. Home being heaven, right? That's where we're all headed, is to be part of the Bride of Christ. We will get married and we will be with Him forever. God bless. Enjoy. Enjoy Jesus. Enjoy Him your whole life. Thank you, Father, for this incredible blessing that you've given us. Pray a blessing over everyone that's listening. Help each of us, Father, to be more and more like you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.